It's time for the Geek Game. Too long, didn't read.
From the Geek Cave Studios, this is Geek Cave TLDR, otherwise known as the news program for those of you who want to know geek news, but man, that article is four paragraphs? Who has time for that? I'm Darren.
I'm Chad. We have muted Justin because he just insists on doing this entire thing as Keanu Reeves, and it just seems inappropriate.
It really does, because this is serious business. And it might end up destroying the reputation of one of the more beloved game developers out there right now.
Whew.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't been paying attention, CD Projekt Red recently released Cyberpunk 2077.
Finally!
Yeah. I mean, it's a game that's been talked about for 8 years, in development for five, I think. And oh boy, where do we start? Well, if you go to deepcavepodcast.com, you'll find an article that reads, Rocky's Cyberpunk 2077 launch leads to refunds and fan anger. So I guess we'll start there.
Yeah, that's not usual for a software company, specifically a video game company, to say, yeah, we need to get you your money back.
Yeah, so what happened was CD Projekt Red, they're best known for The Witcher series, which, you know, gets all this acclaim. Witcher 3 was game of the year for so many different publications. And
that Darren desperately wanted to like and just couldn't get into.
Yeah.
A game that I really did like what I have played. And yeah. So we've got those two sides there.
But Cyberpunk 2077 is a big departure. It doesn't take place in a fantasy setting. It takes place in like a sci-fi futuristic setting. You play
One
as
might
a
say
mercenary.
Cyberpunk setting.
Ooh, yeah. You play as a mercenary who kind of ends up in the middle of this gang war between a corporation and a bunch of futuristic gangs. And, well, if you picked it up and you have a high-end PC and you were playing it on that, then everything was going fine for you, for the most part. Some bugs, but nothing major. For everybody else, slightly different story.
Yeah.
Now, there are fun glitches, as in, since you can customize your character's own genitalia, then sometimes your genitals stick through your pants, and that's funny. Then there are graphical problems. We've got a photo up on geekcavepodcast.com. It's supposed to be a character from the game, but he has no face or any textures whatsoever.
Just echoes of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, kind of.
Pulling through.
With Unity, though, at least you could see like the eyes and teeth, if not anything else. This is the opposite problem.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like PS1 textures.
It does.
In the dude. I mean, when you can see the polygons now.
Yeah.
We know that it's not up to scratch.
Yeah. And especially if you're playing on PS5 and Xbox Series, whatever, then you are experiencing a few bugs. I got a progression bug, so I couldn't even complete the game. So there will be no Geek Cave podcast review of Cyberpunk 2077 because we have to actually be able to, I want to say, play 70% of it to review it. And
yeah.
Nope, not happening. 8 hours in, and I just can't progress anymore. Because
Whoa. Are you saying this game is longer than 12 hours?
A little bit, yeah.
God bless it. When are they going to start making games of a reasonable length?
But
when 8 hours isn't 75% of the way through the game.
But yeah, I got a progression bug where you need to speak to this certain character to launch a mission. The problem is the character does not spawn. His motorcycle does. You can find it, but he doesn't show up. And if you try to call him, the game has an in-game cell phone, you get a different bug where he'll pick up, you'll talk for a bit, he'll hang up, then he'll call you right back, you'll talk for a bit, he'll hang up, he'll call you right back, you talk for, and so on, and so on, and so on, ad infinitum. But the biggest problem seems to be on base PS4s and Xbox Ones, though.
That seems to be the story, is that if you've got those console that you've had since they announced the PS4
or since they announced Cyberpunk, for that matter,
then things are going awry, might be the kindest word to use.
Sometimes a frame rate dropping to 10 frames per second during action sequences. But okay, so that's bad, right? We've seen games launch that are broken before, and CD Projekt,
we've been putting up with Skyrim's bugs and glitches literally since Skyrim came out in every single iteration that it's had.
Fallout 76 is a prime
Fallout
example.
Fallout 76. You know? Well, it's every Fallout since the third one.
I remember in Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, I had my boat just kind of disappear, and then it landed out of the sky. It just, weird stuff.
I had a fun one where the boat disappeared while everyone was on it, and so we were just flying through the air over the water, everyone on the boat, you know, still acting like they're working, driving the boat. Without a wheel and just kind of flying over the water.
So, I mean, bugs and glitches are nothing new. But what is new, and by the way, worth divulging, that CD Projekt Red has a patch in the works, and they've got two larger patches in January and February, respectively. Mm-hmm. But it started to come out that, because you remember, this got a review a few days before launch, and the scores were nines and tens across the board. Everyone's like, this is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out that everyone was playing on the PC code because CD Projekt Red, or CDPR, withheld the console review codes until launch day.
Turns out they did not want people to know, reviewers specifically, how piss poor the console versions were.
And
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, IGN finally posted a review this morning when we're taping this of the PS4 version, and it got a 4.
That's honestly being a little bit generous, considering some of the things that I've been seeing. It smacks of your TMNT review.
Mm.
It's like, well, the Wii gave it back to me, so we can't give it the worst grade.
Yeah. It doesn't get a 0 because technically it did eject from my console. CD Projekt Red is starting to offer refunds, but it turns out now that they didn't actually talk to Microsoft and Sony before launching this refund plan. So,
oh dear.
So some customers are not able to get those refunds, specifically Sony ones.
CD Projekt Red, you disappoint so much.
In a conference call, they also admitted that, quote, we focused way too much on the PC version and barely focused on the console versions. I think that's apparent, guys.
It's apparent, but it's also just as troubling because even the PC versions are having their issues.
Yeah.
The highest end PCs, maybe not. You know, the ones that the review sites have access to.
Because they've been provided those,
But if you're running on a high-end PC that was, we'll say, 3 years old, you know, a 3 years old high-end PC, you're still running into the same problems.
Yeah. So it got so bad that the review aggregator OpenCritic, which is kind of like Metacritic, but slightly different because it's a little bit more, open as far as where they get their reviews from. They have actually added a warning tag to the Cyberpunk 2077 page. And I'm just going to read it verbatim here. Please note, this game has significant disparities in performance, player experience, and review scores between the PC, next-gen consoles, Xbox One, and PS4 versions. The OpenCritic team and several critics suspect that the developer intentionally sought to hide the true state of the game with requirements such as only allowing pre-rendered game footage in reviews, that's also true, and not issuing review copies for PS4 and Xbox One versions. Ooh, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look. Not at all.
Chad, how does something like this happen? You've got X amount of time, and I know that CD Projekt Red has also come under fire for saying we're not going to make our employees do crunch and then immediately making them crunch for this particular game. And if you're unfamiliar with the term, crunch is mandatory overtime, 80 hours a week, something like that.
Yeah, that one's got a slight bit of complexity where even some of the employees are saying, yeah, it was not mandatory, or you know, I'm okay with the schedule, or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Crunch could be its own WTF episode if we ever go back to a WTF format. So you've got that. You've got that's already was delayed three times. I mean,
this year.
Well, this year, but these were really the only three times it was delayed. Back in like 2013, you know, when they showed the first pre-rendered cutscenes and so forth, that was when they said, you know, okay, we're going to release this in first quarter of 2020 or early second quarter, April,
yeah,
I think,
something
2020.
Like that, yeah.
And then they said, no, it's going to be October. Then it was going to be December or November, then December. I mean, whatever the three times. And each time it came with a reasonable reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're delaying this to, you know, the game is playable. It's out. It's ready and it's playable a la April. But we're going to work on the console versions.
Right.
And then the next was like, we need to optimize a few things, you know, because the PS5 and the Xbox, you know, the new Xbox is coming out. Yeah. It made sense. The things that they said made sense. And then it came out and it's like, what'd you do with that 8 months?
A colleague of mine speculates that this was never intended to be a PS4 and Xbox One game, but because the hype started building, you know, right when the PS4 and Xbox One were first coming out, that management must have felt pressured in order to make it a possibility. Now, CDPR joint CEO Adam Kaczynski said in a conference call, quote, after three delays, we as the management board were too focused on releasing the game. We underestimated the scale and complexity of the issues with the console versions. We ignored the signals about the need for more time to refine it. This caused a loss of gamers' trust and the reputation that we've been building through a big part of our lives. I think I read somewhere that at least 25% of those who pre-ordered the game, so 8 million people pre-ordered it, at least 25% of them have already processed refunds.
So I was looking at the stock for CD Projekt Red.
Yeah.
With, in the 5-day total, if you want to see something that's just embarrassingly, you know, bad, we're on the 15th day of December.
Yes.
Right. As we're recording this, and look at the 5-day and you will see like, the day before it released, how high they were. And they were like at $27, $28 a share to, well, yesterday is when I looked at it. Yesterday, I think they were trading at 18.
Hmm.
28 to 18.
It's a big drop.
That, it's a third, practically.
Yeah.
You know, so. A third of your value as a company just disappears inside of a week, and the only thing you've done is release a brand new game. That's not the direction that crap's supposed to go, man.
Yeah.
It's supposed to go the other way.
Now, what makes the refund situation a bit weirder and slightly worse is that, as I mentioned, they didn't consult Microsoft and Sony before doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony players have had mixed results getting getting refunds processed. Microsoft saying straight up that we provide digital game product refunds as part of a consistent and reliable buying experience, but also adding all sales are final except in extenuating circumstances. And a lot of people, I guess, may have missed this part of the announcement. You only have until December 21st to get your refund processed.
Oh, yeah. You got till Monday, folks.
If you haven't filed for a refund by the time you hear this, you've maybe got 2 days left. Get on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a whole lot of time. And let's be honest. if you try to take this back to, if you try to take this back to Best Buy or Walmart, you might be okay. Those are big companies that are willing to do that. You take this back to GameStop, they're going to be like, nah, man, that's open. I'll give you $2.
Yeah, that's unfortunately
true.
It's now
a used game.
That is unfortunately true. Best I can do is 50 cents in bottle caps.
Yeah.
But I did manage to get my refund process through Best Buy. And the big problem is, and we don't really have any solutions for you guys over at CD Projekt Red, if you're listening. But the big problem is I enjoyed what I played. I thought that the game looked beautiful on the PS5. Mm-hmm. I was interested in the characters. It took me a while. It took me a couple hours, but I was in. I was invested. And then when the bug happened, I actually spent another couple of hours just wandering around Night City, or at least the one spot that they allow you to be in at the time, doing side quests, trying to trigger this character to appear. Nothing happened. I cleared my console's cache. Nothing happened. I rebooted. Nothing happened. I even uninstalled and reinstalled. Nothing happened. That's just... it's one of those situations where, and I'm not a parent, so I don't know what it's like to be a parent, but I would imagine it's along the lines of, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
No, that actually fits quite well. You know, it's, you go every avenue, you give every opportunity for success that you can possibly come up with, and at the end of all that, it doesn't work anyway. And it's just like,
yeah.
So, okay. I was going to say, it's unfortunate that it's come to that in terms of the refunds, and, you know, that something that was so heavily hyped. I mean, this is not like, you know, was it Duke Nukem Forever, where it was almost a joke that they were releasing it anyway. You know, it had become part of the joke that this game would never come out. And when it did, that it was so bad became part of the joke.
Yeah.
This is something that doesn't have that. You know, this is not part of the joke, because on every step of it, we were misled.
This feels like Aliens Colonial Marines as far as the type of breakdown in communication and the type of breakdown in development. And yeah, misled is a really good word, because... you know, it's super duper shady to not allow review outlets to even on those fancy high-end PCs, they weren't allowed to capture their own game footage for review. They had to use what CD Projekt Red approved.
Right. And that's unacceptable, quite frankly, because the point of the review system, and I sometimes struggle with this myself, but the point of the review system is to offer opinions, and those opinions need to be, you know, untethered from the company itself. We need to be able to say GameStop dropped the ball on this despite their sponsorship of us.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be able to say the Cyberpunk 2077, we didn't get a review copy for the Xbox, and so this review is specifically for the PC. Also note, all video that we have is coming from CD Projekt Red. Without that transparency and honesty, you may as well just go on in blind.
Yeah.
Well. So... I had another thought, and it goes back to the misled. From the promises set up in the early development, which everyone does, you know,
everyone
it doesn't matter what game, the cutscenes that they show you the very first time are not the game you're getting. I don't care if it's Cyberpunk, I don't care if it's The Witcher, I don't care if it's God of War, and that is one of my favorite, you know, game series. But when they showed us God of War, the PS4 version, with boy, you know, the game I got doesn't look like what they showed me. You know, it's close, it's reasonable, and it's a really good game, but it's not what they showed me. So, and that's fine. I can accept that it's not going to look that way. But then to, on your delays, not say, y'all, this isn't going to work on the PlayStation 4, and we need to make it work and work well before we give it to you, people would bitch and moan. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they'd have a game that worked rather than getting a piece of plastic that pretends it's a game, but in reality just poops all over your console.
Yeah. And I kind of wanted to hold off on talking about CD Projekt Red and Cyberpunk until the next podcast, which would be the launch of version 3.0 coming up in the first week of January. Super excited about that, but... this was just such a pressing thing, I figured it was worth talking about now.
Well, and this fits into that news piece. Like, yeah. I said, we could, what might be, put a pin in this, what might be worth talking about in Geek Cave 3.0, you know, January, would be talking about crunch and expectations or release schedule, you know, those kind of things that kind of stick around. Because yeah. Crunch has been a part of the conversation for years.
Decades, even.
But I would say even expectations of games and how the game news and review media are kind of having to navigate some of these things that are now coming out. I really hope that CD Projekt Red doesn't become part of the norm for other companies, where it's like, okay, and here's the cutscenes you can use, and here's the single version of this that you can have, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Funny story, the only other company I can recall doing something like that is with World Wrestling Entertainment and their annual series of video games. There are a few wrestlers that they don't want to be portrayed as being losers or losing a match or anything like that. But other than that, everything is fair game. But yeah, so yeah, I guess the message to game developers is more actual screenshots, less bull shots, and just, you know, freaking transparency. Because at the end of the day, your consumers can choose to spend their money elsewhere. And it looks like with CD Projekt Red, I wouldn't recommend trying Cyberpunk at least until after February when all the patches are out.
Well, and this would actually raise itself to, it's another conversation. And I agree with you. You know, I'm not planning on getting Cyberpunk 2077 now until probably at least second quarter 2021, when I would also have a PS5 theoretically to be able to play it on.
Yeah, theoretically is the key word there.
Well, yeah, if eventually the scalpers will have such an overabundance that no one's going to buy from them at the exorbitant cost. It's like, well, I'll buy it at, you know, the actual cost.
Hey, maybe you'll even get it on a discount.
I might. Wouldn't that be cool? But the waiting to do that, I think it might be worth talking just a little bit about the anger in this.
Yeah.
And the anger for this is not strictly aimed at the reviewers who were reviewing the product that they had.
Although some reviewers did get torn to shreds about this unfairly.
Oh, absolutely they did. And I think that comes from the price of admission.
Yeah.
You spend $60 or $70 on this game. This is not like going to a movie and spending $10 and the movie's crap. You spent $10 over the course of 2 hours for a crap movie. Well, I'm gonna write a "don't see this, this is bad" on Facebook, and that's gonna be it. But I spend $60, and I don't have fun for 60 hours. Or I spend $60 and I only get 8 hours into a 70, 80, 90, you know, 120-hour game. Now you're costing me money in a way that hurts. And so if I spend that amount of money, I've extended a huge amount of goodwill to you and I'm pushing for your success. You know, so this is two sides of this, right? On one end, I'm going to be viciously angry if this is bad. But if it's just got a few glitches and I'm only seeing a few, you know, funny glitches here and there, than somebody who gives it a 4, I'm going to be pissed at. How dare you do that to a game that I'm having a lot of fun with? And I'm having a lot of fun with this game yeah. that won't let me out of Vault 76. Yeah, or whatever. I would like to, not right now, but I think that it would be worth a conversation later to look at, again, kind of the problems inherent with the system that is kind of the geek culture. It's something that I think that we try to model good behavior. And yeah. that's not saying that we've liked every game that we've had or that we've disliked every game that's come up. But there is a mature and reasonable response to things. And we don't see that very often in the internet.
No, unfortunately, we don't.
So long story short, the Cyberpunk 2077 probably ought to wait for a few months.
Probably ought to wait. And if you bought it and you're not happy with it, I do recommend you try to get a refund. But just circling back to that, you have until December 21st. Now, there is an email address that you can email at CD Projekt Red to kind of help you out if Sony or Microsoft, if you bought it digitally, God help you. But if you did and they're kind of stonewalling you, you'll have to go to CD Projekt Red's website. You'll find their apology, their mea culpa letter, and you should be able to find the email address there.
Help me refund at CD Projekt Red. And don't forget the project is spelled with a K.
Yeah, so there you go. Help me refund. Help me refund at cdprojektred.com. Well, Chad, thanks for joining me. This was something that I wanted to talk to our audience about, but I think just me rambling about it for 30 minutes was probably not good radio.
Well, good thing we're not radio then.
Yeah. Whoa, there you go.
We're a podcast.
Slipped into my other career for a second. This is a podcast, so...
Well, I'd say that I slipped into mine because I certainly started preaching.
All right. Well, again, you can always go to geekcavepodcast.com for the full story on the biggest news in geek stuff. Well, at least the biggest news to us. And remember, everybody's a geek for something.